Bitcoin topped $49,000 for the first time in 5 days at session highs earlier this afternoon. And that's as the cryptocurrency nears the end of a record-setting 2021. And as Bitcoin climbs back, hedge funds are warming up to crypto. Almost one-third of hedge fund managers expect to add cryptocurrencies to their portfolios in the near future, according to a recent survey by Ernst & Young. For a deeper dive, we have Yahoo Finance's own Alexandra Semenova making her on-air debut with us this afternoon. And Alexandra, why are these hedge funds and other alternative investment management firms looking at crypto opportunities now?
That's right, Emily. So we're certainly seeing a lot more institutional involvement in crypto, and big money managers are likely to increase their participation in 2022 as the market continues to grow. Now, there have been a number of these periodic studies over the past year that have really underscored crypto's institutional momentum. And most recently, the survey from EY found that one in three hedge funds plan to invest in crypto in the next 1 to 2 years. And that number is 13% among private equity firms looking to gain crypto exposures. And experts from EY actually told me that number could be even higher right now compared to when responses were collected about 6 months ago, as managers really try to figure out ways to incorporate these types of strategies into their investment portfolios. Now, EY and other industry experts have emphasized that one of the biggest reasons for this uptick among institutional investors in crypto investments is the emergence of digital asset custody solutions, which are systems that help store and safeguard crypto assets like with traditional financial products. So a lot more security here that is making Wall Street comfortable with investing in crypto. So while crypto's massive growth, reaching a $3 trillion market is certainly a reason for the wealth management sector's attention on the space, it's really the emergence of more of these custodians that are making them more comfortable with these types of investments. So a lot more third-party involvement, to help protect these assets and weigh investment risks.
Welcome to the team, Alexandra. Quick question for you.
Thank you, Adam.
Aren't the hedge funds a little late to the game?
They are, certainly. It's funny because many of the managers who shrugged off crypto and thought that it was a fad are now looking to get in on the space. But the reason this is happening right now is we're seeing Washington kind of inch towards some sort of regulatory framework. Now, the lack of regulation is really one of the biggest reasons that sophisticated investors have shied away from these types of assets. And ironically, some of the firms that would typically gawk at the idea of more regulation are actually welcoming clearer mandates here to establish a sort of framework for investing in the space and capitalizing on the opportunities. So now, to add to the irony, part of crypto's appeal is that it's decentralized and that there, isn't very much regulation, but these big firms are really looking for key regulatory rules that are likely to come in the new year.
All right, Yahoo Finance's Alexandra Semenova, thank you so much for that report.